Idaho's fiscal year started on July 1st, so how is our economy looking? Well, Jason Norris keeps a close eye on our state's economy. He's the director of portfolio management at Ferguson Wellman Capital Management Group, and he was born and raised in Boise, so he knows all about the Gem State and how our economy works. And we wanted to bring Jason back on today to see how the economy has changed over the last few months. So he's here with his mid-year economic outlook for Idaho. Jason, always nice to have you on the show.
Great to be back, Gemma.
So, Jason, let's begin with inflation. It's something that everybody's talking about. It's not going up as fast as it was, but it's not going down. So what gives here?
So as you mentioned, the rate of growth is slowing, but prices are still elevated from what they were a few years ago. And we do not believe that, you know, we're going to see actually deflation or prices come down. The hope and the belief going forward is that that rate of growth will slow, and then wages can kind of catch up to those new higher prices. But it's still putting a pinch on a lot of consumers, across the country.
Let's talk about interest rates. So this just came out like 25 minutes ago. The Federal Reserve is holding interest rates steady, but are we going to see any maybe cuts coming soon or anything like that?
Yeah, we believe so. The market expects for two cuts this year, so that would be about 0.5%, a quarter of a point each time, and we think that's reasonable. And the main reason is, you know, inflation is coming down, and the economy is slowing just a bit. Job growth is slowing, so we're kind of in a sweet spot right now. So the belief is that the Federal Reserve has done its job, and so they can take rates back to a more normal level, to where they should be longer term.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about whether or not we are in a recession. There is a lot of talk, in particular within, you know, both on the presidential campaign, one side saying, you know, the economy is a mess, you know, it's never been so bad. However, if you look at things like, you know, the S&P 500, if you invest at all, I would tend to argue that the economy, it looks pretty good.
And you would be correct. You know, there's a lot of I'll call it noise out there politically. Mm-hmm. Is that the economy is in, you know, bad shape, inflation's at mm-hmm. record levels. But if you actually look at the data, the unemployment rate is right around 4%. So the U.S. economy is fully employed. People are working. Wages have grown fairly healthy over the last several years, and people are spending. And so it's the perception versus the reality. Mm-hmm. There's a large disconnect, and a lot of that could be, you know, election year politics. But it's, you know, things are relatively good. But we're not discounting that, you know, inflation is squeezing some people, especially mm-hmm. with incomes in the lower end of the spectrum. But looking at the overall economy, it's people are working and they're spending money.
So let's talk Idaho's economy, Jason. As I mentioned, you were born and raised in Idaho. You pay a lot of attention about what's going on here in the Gem State. So how are we looking?
So Idaho continues to do very well. It's a place where people still want to move, still want to go, and in the main area where you see that is in home prices. Mm-hmm. Home prices in Idaho, as you know, have moved up meaningfully over the last 5 years, and we don't see any reason why this would not continue. The demand for housing in Idaho is still very high, and it's mainly because, you know, here on the West Coast, California, Oregon, and Washington, a lot of people want to move to Idaho because the cost of living is still better. And mm-hmm. the tax environment is a lot friendlier for those, especially those retiring in California, Oregon, and Washington.
Jason, I have about just 1 minute left with you. Quick question. Is Idaho seeing a drop in revenue at the state level?
Revenue should still grow. I don't know specifically because tax revenues are up. Idaho should still continue to grow. There's a shortage of workers. The economy's healthy. So there should not be any issues in general with the economic growth. But I apologize with respect to the specific revenue outlook. I can't tell you.
No, that's okay. But I will tell you this, you're right. Everybody keeps wanting to move here because there just is more and more traffic. So, everybody's still moving here, Jason. As always,
Exactly.
we sure appreciate you coming on every couple of months and giving us this economic outlook. We'll look forward to having another conversation with you in a couple of months.
I really appreciate that.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
Here at Shortwave Space Camp, we escape our everyday lives to explore the mysteries and quirks of the universe. We find weird, fun, interesting stories that explain how the cosmos is partying all around us. From stars to dwarf planets to black holes and beyond, we've got you. Listen now to the Shortwave podcast from NPR.